Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And our guy, Patrick Creighton, he's in the building. I see him right there, him and his lovely bride. Pat looking good today, baby.
Cleaner than a board of health.
I'm telling
baby.
You, boy. I'm telling you, man. That look like
cleaner than a board of health.
That look like.
Come on.
Patrick looked like he's ready to tussle tonight, huh? I'm telling you, baby.
Look
there
out.
You go.
She ain't looking. Look out.
She didn't look up. But Patrick Creighton and our guy Chris Santiago with Sean Bajani, Area 40. Area 40. I tried to roll through it, Tyler, trying to really challenge me. Area 45. We'll have it going 10 to midnight tonight. 10 to midnight, the best damn sports show at night here in Houston coming up after our guys Mark Vandermeer, John Harris take it. And, hey, stay tuned, guys, coming up in a few minutes here. Tyler is 9 for 9. He is 9 for his last 9. He has got, there you go, best bets coming up. He is making money, and he can make you money. He made Clint money, and he can make you some money. So best bets coming up. With a little NFL flavor in about 5 minutes or so. Again, man, I want to thank everybody, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Houston Ford dealers, everybody who has had a part, Tom Ball Ford, everybody who's had a part who put this together here, and the great staff here at Boomer Jacks. This is our first trip here, but it has been a fantastic spot to have a football Friday, and hopefully not our last.
Hey, big shout out to all the Cinco Ranch fellas in the building. Guys got a big game tonight,
yeah, good luck,
man. Good luck tonight. If you're out there and you're heading to a Friday night football game, it looks like Boomer Jacks is a great place to stop through with the family, with the friends, and with the parents and some of the younger kiddos and have a good time. So good luck to Cinco Ranch tonight. See a few of those folks in the building.
That's right. Shout out to our promo staff who always does a great job here helping us put things together. Our guy Matt, the engineer here, who's kept us on the air as well as on YouTube and Twitch. Tyler, back at the station, always doing the most important work, holding it down and doing his thing. All right, Clint, if I were to say to you this weekend, Tyler's Aggies and your wife Lauren's Longhorns, they got games this week, SEC games, and obviously Texas has OU, the number 6 team in the country, the tougher game. And then A&M has Florida, and they've got Florida who's coming off of beating Texas. And it does seem like their coach, Billy Napier, is on the hot seat. I mean, he's on a weekly hot seat, not just – It seems like the next game he loses, he may get fired. But they're coming off of beating Texas at home, but they're going to go play at College Station without DJ Lagway, their quarterback.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But you look at this and you think both of these are must-win games for both Texas and A&M.
I do. I do. The way we sit right now, I think now obviously for two very different reasons. But when you look at Texas A&M right now, I think they got a real chance to get in the college football playoffs and not just get there, but contend, right? And if you look at the way their schedule's set up, you got LSU, you got Missouri, and you got Texas, obviously a rivalry game late. I think if A&M's going to get there, they're going to have to give themselves a little bit of grace late in the season, right? And in order to do that, you're going to have to beat the teams that you should beat. Florida's a team that A&M should beat, especially when you got them in your backyard. I think you win this game, you put yourself in a position down the stretch to lose a game, maybe even two, depending on how the SEC unfolds late. You give yourself a little bit of grace. You lose the Florida game, you damn near got to win out and win the SEC championship to get in. I just think A&M, for national championship reasons in college football playoff context, I think you got to beat teams that have no business beating you. And I think Florida is one of those teams, especially if DJ Lagway's not playing. But even with him, I think A&M is one of those teams that has the Jimmys and Joes. Can Elko get them over the hump to, instead of just having a really good looking team and recruiting well and all the things that come with national championship caliber programs, but then falling short? Can Elko get them over the hump? And I think if so, you got to beat, which I think they will, by the way. I think you have to win games like this to give yourself a little bit of grace down the stretch here. So yeah, I think it's a must win weekend for A&M as well.
Yeah. I guess if you look in the standings, it's not must-win for A&M, right? Like, I mean, if they lose it, like, I mean, they'll be pissed off and disappointed, but they could still achieve all their goals. Texas loses playoffs. Oh, that's done, right? You got three losses.
Well, that's the context with Texas. Is, I mean, if you can't, I know it's OU, I know it's a rivalry game, but I'd argue that even gives you a better chance. But they're, you know, you're at a spot where. I don't think Sarkisian is going to get questioned as much, but I think your quarterback, who you've got a lot of stock in and put a lot of time and effort into, is going to get – his seat's going to get real, real hot if you can't win this weekend. So,
especially if Mateer is not playing. If the backup is in, I like even – and he outplays Arch.
Yeah, man, you drop to three losses as Texas with championship aspirations. You drop to three losses this early in the season. Man, there's going to be some real heat there. So for Texas, it's just a matter of staying in the game, keeping yourself alive, at least getting back on the path to earning some respect back that you had before the season started. For A&M, I think it's about giving yourself a little bit of grace down the stretch to make a national championship run.
Yeah. And then I think with Tyler, as we get to best bets, I think Tyler's Aggies. It's just that, to me, if they lose to Florida, I think that would, without DJ Lagway at home, I think that would wipe away a lot of the Notre Dame, you know, win, the Auburn win. I think that would at least knock down the confidence level that not only people nationally but people within the A&M family have this team if they can't beat that Florida team.
If A&M's going to win a national championship, it's going to be – they're going to win through the growth, right? I mean, they're still in a growth phase, I think, with their quarterback, with their offensive coordinator, with their offense. And if you can constantly win and be undefeated, obviously, through that versus lesser opponents like – Auburn and Florida and likes of that Mississippi State, likes of that group, if you can do that and prep yourself and be playing your best ball when you hit late schedule opponents that are nationally ranked, then I think you can really move the needle on that national scale. And I think A&M set up to do it. And I'll be honest with you, I think they will.
Yeah. All right, Tyler, here we go. 9 for 9. His last 9 best bets he has nailed.
Sounds
he has
so
had
good
a hell of a week. Let's see if you can finish this thing off, baby. You said, hey, NFL has been the sweet spot. You went 4-for-4 last night. Can you do it again? What you got for the weekend best bet?
Let's keep the heater going, the perfection just going. Let's just do that. Yes, I got four more. We're going to hit all four.
There we go.
Here they are, four best bets for NFL Week 6 as the Texans are on bye very quickly. I got the Seahawks in a pick'em game. It's a toss-up between the Seahawks and the Jaguars this weekend. Or that's as far as Vegas says anyway. But I got Seattle.
I'm going to tell you real quick, Liam Cohen is really – really burying that weird Duval thing with his start to his career as a Jacksonville Jaguars head coach.
Duval. Like
people really starting to move past that weird thing since he seemed to change Trevor Lawrence's life. All right, so you got Seattle.
Yeah, trying to fight Solomon stuff too. So I got Seattle beating the Jaguars in Jacksonville in a pick 'em. In that same game, I'm on the under. I think the defenses will perform more so than the offenses of these two squads this weekend. So I'm on under 47.5 between the Seahawks and the Jags. Next, we're going to London. Jets plus 7.5.
That's not bad. Weird stuff happens in London.
Yes,
and the Broncos, they're a weird team. Like they were in a dogfight with the Titans. They lost to the Colts, and then they somehow came back in the fourth quarter after being down double digits to the Eagles last week. Weird team. So that's not a bad one. I like that. Weird things happen in London, too. I wouldn't expect both of them to be at their best. I like that.
Yes, sir. So Jets plus 7.5, all of them points against the Broncos in London. And then lastly, your fourth best bet on a football Friday, I got the Chicago Bears plus 5 at minus 115 odds. They're going to be in Washington taking on the Commanders. Those are your four best bets. Let's keep the perfection going.
There we go. T-Mill is rolling. If you need to look at those a little bit better, head to at T-Mill Real Deal on his Twitter account. You can see.
Which one of them you like the best, Ron?
London.
I really like that Jets Broncos. I think that's an interesting game. And by the way,
Jets plus 7.5.
Yeah, I kind of like that there. They've been weird, and Justin Fields has been playing a little bit better now. A lot of it's been in garbage time, but he's been playing a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to everybody here at Boomer Jacks. Here in Katy, it's been a great time here. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. Some young Caucasian gentlemen with a little swag here. Last night could have been a real, real, real costly evening for them. Some ladies ready and just, Lord, please, please just don't make a mistake, fellas. That's all I was thinking last night.
Bringing cupcakes to the Thanksgiving potluck is like going on a date and already having a condom on the whole time. It just doesn't make sense.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd have a hard time keeping it on throughout the whole potluck dinner.
Tyler's going to laugh, but is Arch Manning getting too much blame right now for Texas and their offensive issues? Is he getting too much blame at this point?
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.